Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. Hi, Lori. How are you today?
Hi, Danielle. I'm good. Are we connected?
We are connected.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay,
we're good.
Awesome.
We're good.
Today
yeah.
We will be talking about projected futures and I guess, would you like to start out with what that means and what they are, or?
No, I think I'll let you have the lead on that.
Okay. So a projected future is, I'm going to use an example I used last night while we were creating the show. For a brief period of time, I was working towards being a mental health counselor. And when I was doing that, I created a bunch of futures for myself for what it would look like, what my life would look like as a mental health counselor. And some of those projected futures became solidified, which are actually hindering me in the creation of the life I would actually like, the life I'm working to create as we speak. All of the projected career paths you've created as a solidity in the future, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And the solidity of the projected future brings you out of the space of allowance and can sometimes put you in, like, you have either aligned and agreed with this projected future, or because I'm no longer working to be a mental health counselor, I could be in some resistance and reaction to this projected future. So to destroy and uncreate our projected futures brings us back into the space of allowance, which is to be the rock in the stream, where you just let everything kind of float on by and be what it needs to be, as opposed to being in alignment and agreement with it or in resistance and reaction to it. So everywhere that you have aligned and agreed with the projected future or resisted and reacted to a projected future, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, how to talk online, shorts, boys, and beyond.
I saw some place where the stream, like being the rock in the stream, and let the stream go by you, but the stream can be the stream of insanity. And if you start to align or agree or resist against it, you get hooked into the stream, and the stream is the insanity of the points of view, conclusions, decisions, everyone else's other projections. So I loved hearing the word insanity, the stream of insanity. Like, oh, that stream. Not the pure flow of awareness and an allowance, but you get battered by the stream of unconsciousness.
So everywhere that we have misidentified the stream of insanity as the stream of allowance or the river of life, will we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere
yeah.
we have allowed ourselves to get garbled in the insanity of this reality and other people's realities, will we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Which actually brings us, not only do we project futures for ourselves, but sometimes futures can be projected for us by our parents,
That's
our grandparents,
cool.
our siblings, high school teachers, kindergarten teachers, professors. So all of the projected futures you have solidified from somebody else's point of view, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. After destroying and uncreating these projected futures, it's great to ask, like, what would I really like to have as my life? What do I truly desire? And I was going to save this exercise till the end of the show, but I'll just give it to you now, and we can go through some other stuff I have prepared for everyone.
Before you start, though, I do want to acknowledge that. We're opening up all these fields of possibility, and I love that we're still, it's our lives. We're the commanders, if we will. These are our lives. So by opening up all that space, you're creating the possibilities, but it's just like nature abhors a vacuum, so you still have to choose, okay, I realize what I don't want. I don't want all these, everyone else's points of view. I don't want my reactions. And with that and what you're getting into, Danielle, I think is brilliant, is now we have the opportunity to make a new choice. And it's the choice and setting, not the course, because the course feels like only one possibility, but keep choosing a greater possibility that it's also part of it is to continue being in choice and continuing saying, okay, how's it get better than this? What can I add? Being proactive. So by being proactive, by getting rid of the old stuff and adding or creating what you, asking to create what you choose. And you don't have to know what it is. It's just like, I choose to create something greater than I have ever created in my existence. And you don't have to have the answer to it, but it's like, oh, yeah, you still have to be proactive in choosing.
And choice creates more than pod-pocking will ever create. Choice is the magic creator of this universe. So the exercise I want to give you is for the question, what would I really like to have as my life and what do I truly desire? Sit down with a pen and paper and write down a list of everything you desire to get out of life. And then go over this list with our wonderful tool, Who Does This Belong To? And ask that question for everything on the list. And if it doesn't feel like it belongs to you, return it to sender. And how you do that is you say, I return this to sender with 10,000-fold consciousness, so that way you're not impelling it back at someone. You're actually helping to expand their life as well.
Mm-hmm.
And after you've gone over the whole list and returned everything you had to the sender, ask yourself again, what would I really like to have as my life, and what do I truly desire? Rewrite the list, and this will be a list of what it is that you truly desire in your life, not a bunch of other people's points of view. And
that's very exciting. That's a great tool. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I got that from Daria Hansen.
Yeah, and you do that in, I have the information, you do that list for each aspect of your life. And I like that too. Your money, your business, I mean, it's what you desire. But I've had that lots of times in my life. I've known that the door is wide open to like, okay, what would you like? And I've sat there like a bump on the log, like, I don't know. I think that in itself is a profound question because when you get right down to it, if you could have anything and you are the creator, you're this, and life is more expansive now and the universe has got our backs more than ever, what would you truly create? What would you truly desire? It's pretty profound.
Yes, very much. And thank you for bringing up all the topics because I have clearing statements for pretty much everything you just talked about. So
okay, good.
All of the projected relationships you have solidified in the future, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Did I say the whole clearing statement or did I just freeze out?
Yeah, you did. You did. And how about all of waiting for Prince Charming's to show up?
So all of the projected futures you have around Prince Charming, Princess Charming, or who the damsel in distress you wish to save if you're a man, and all of the other silly projected futures of romance from Shakespeare and Nicholas Sparks novel, a Disney movie, what have you, destroy and uncreate all of those, Bright and Wrong,
yes.
Good and Bad, Pot and Pock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys and Beyonds. And all of the non-relationships you have projected in the future and solidified, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yeah, all of the Eleanor Rigby realities and projected futures.
Yeah.
You've created. Would you
destroy and uncreate all of those?
Things?
Right and Wrong, Good and Bad, Pot and Pock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys and Beyond.
I just got this. The reason we're destroying and creating, because we're limited in our information. We don't know what we don't know. It's very common. So we've like, okay, universe is going to look this way. Okay, and it's coming from your limited point of view. When what if the universe? I'll have one chocolate scoop ice cream. When the universe is going, you know what? I would give you all of the ice cream. You could have ice cream eternally, but you're only asked. No, universe, I want one little scoop. Oh, universe, I want the relationship that I'm sure will be the right relationship. It's going to look like that and a little piece of this. And even though that's all shit, I'm sure that's all I can I'm sure that's what's going to be the savior of my life. So I'm willing to destroy and create all my fantasies, all my projected realities, all my, yeah, and solidified projected futures about what that's going to be and how it has to be so that I can receive the gifts that the universe and my universe being my own self, being my own being, really truly would like me to have, that I would desire, my beingness, my body. So that's what I'm in. I'll destroy all my projected solidified futures that were
awesome.
Based on false information. Everything that is, I'm destroying and uncreate. Good, bad, right, wrong. Pot online, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay, universe, bring it on. What have I been refusing to receive? What's the gift in relationship? And the gift I am to relationship that's been inconceivable to me.
I've been listening to the choice of possibilities. And while we're still talking about relationship, where I stopped in the recording before the show was Gary was talking about how if you choose relationship, ensure that the person you're choosing relationship with is going to expand your life more than if you weren't in relationship with a person. Gary has a lot of interesting points of view about how relationship is just a total wrongness in this reality, and he doesn't understand why anybody would ever choose it, but he understands that many people still want to choose it, so he talks about that kind of stuff. So are the relationships you're currently in expanding your life? It's a good question to ask.
Yeah.
And go through each of your relationships individually and also see what projected futures you have with your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And do we have anything more to say on relationships?
Well, that just brought me right. It went right into the relationship with money.
Okay. All of the projected futures you have created around money, the creation of money, and the lack of money, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yeah.
Right and Wrong, Good and Bad, Pot and Pock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys and Beyond. And last night while we were talking, I kind of looked at how I have a bunch of projected futures of myself as a millionaire, which is keeping me from a future as a billionaire, and also some other stuff around like making hundreds of thousands of dollars. So everything that brings up in the projected futures we have of being a 100,000-aire, a millionaire, or a billionaire, will we destroy and create all of those?
Yes.
Oh, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys and Beyond. Do you have any more to say on money?
And it was the relationship of money. All my my solidified futures where there's absolutely, I'm not in the equation, where I totally said, nope, I'm never going to have in anywhere in my existence, nope, I'm never having money again because of some drama or some point of view of the wrongness of money. or where someone else and someone else's reality. And so much so that I totally, took it on about money. Yeah.
So everything that just brought up, destroying uncreated, all right and wrong, good and bad, talk, all men, truth, wisdom. And then we also have, like, if you believe part of the access belief system or whatever it is that we are all infinite beings. And as an infinite being, we have lived hundreds of thousands, if not more, lifetimes. And we carry in limitations from our past lives into this lifetime, which can create limitations in this lifetime. And I know one time I was in a money class and they were talking about how, like, you know, maybe 20 lifetimes ago I did have $1 million and I was murdered for it or something. And so the next lifetime I came in, I didn't get to bring my money with me because they stole it from me, and you don't get to take money from lifetime to lifetime. But I was brought in, like, to be a millionaire is too much money. So I cut that down by half, and then that just keeps going. So everything that's bringing up and all of the limitations you've had about the wrongness of money from past lifetimes that have been projected into this lifetime and into this lifetime's future, will you destroy and create all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And so also when you said we bring in limitations, that brings me to, so what magnificence do we know? What brilliance and what abilities and capacities from other lifetimes do we have in information, our holographic memories, our brilliance, our that we have been also refusing to, and that we've solidified that we're no way in hell are we going to reopen those abilities, brilliance, capacities with money, with all of these, with our future, that we solidified there's no way we're ever going to go into that brilliance of ourselves again. Would we just any projected future without the brilliance and knowing and capacities and skills of our beings that we have bring in from past experiences, be it anywhere, many dimension, time, probability, would you destroy and create that solidified, unproductive future?
Absolutely.
Times of God doing good, bad, right, wrong, puck, paddle, nine, church, boys and bounds. So, yes, one of the clearings, what generative energy, space, and consciousness can mean in my body. This is a big one, a long one. What generative energy, space, and consciousness can mean in my body be to now institute, generate, and in this reality, all capacity, skills, talents from all past, futures, presents, futures that we are now, that are inconceivable, we are now with ease can totally create in totality without form, structure, linearity, projections, separations, and rejections. So everything that is that won't allow you to know your capacity, skills, and talents with money, with relationships, with this reality, with this planet, with the planet that we're in now in this moment. We chose to be here in bodies at this time. How profound are we? And would you be willing to bring those awarenesses back in? If you will allow that, destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, paddle, nine, switch, boys and beyonds.
I wanted to talk about the projected futures we have about the deterioration of our bodies and minds as we age.
Thank you.
I've transformed my relationship with my body and my health over the last few years, and through some of my studies, we'll call them my research. I'm a very curious person. If I have a question, I look up the answer as fast as I can usually, and we've really been sold a great disservice in this reality that as we age, our bodies are supposed to fall apart. Our minds are supposed to fall apart. And in actuality, with the proper care and proper points of views, that is not actually something that should happen. I'm not one to really, I'm kind of surprised this is coming up, but in the Bible, the Old Testament, like beings lived for hundreds of thousands of years, but there were some characters in the Bible, I don't remember their names, but they were like 900 years old when their story happened. And that's, you know, it's been impelled on us that we're supposed to die by the age of 80 or, you know, and actually that's a pretty long lifetime for, like, you know, people lived to their late 30s, early 40s, 100 years ago. So all of the points of view you have taken on that your body is supposed to deteriorate, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yes.
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And all of the projected futures you have solidified of this deterioration of your mind as you age, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And all of the projected futures you have solidified of the deterioration of your body as you age, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. I'm going to run those again because those just, like, yeah. There's a weird energy coming up for me. So all of the projected futures you have solidified as of the deterioration of your mind as you age, will you destroy and uncreate all of those? Right,
yes.
Now, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, and all of the projected futures you have solidified of the deterioration of your body as you age, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So who does that belong to?
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, you know what it is, who does it belong to? We also destroy and uncreate all the twisted, I really appreciate you bringing this up, all the twisted points of view around the Bible that have been, it's twisted and perverted and all the wrongness that's been created around the Bible.
Yes.
And all the points of view that everyone has, you know, just spewed. They took the Bible and spewed their shit around it that we're aware of here. We turn that to sender with consciousness. Anyway, we bought into it as ours or the wrongness of ours, of ourselves, and the wrongness of the information and possibility that was created in the Bible. Oh, there. The wrongness of what the possibilities of what's being created, the creation of possibilities that the Bible information was all about, it's been perverted and twisted and turned into horseshit crap beyond belief. Everything matters, and that we bought into is real, let the rest of them have what they choose, destroy and create it all, good, bad, right, wrong, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So what information and what awareness and possibility was there in the Bible? It's been perverted. That's just the question. Anything that will allow me to receive, perceive, know, do, and be the potential of possibilities that's been offered in that whole genre, I'm willing to have that awareness if it will contribute to my future. And all the solidified futures that I created that were not of a greater possibility around the Bible. And all the stories I came up and fantasies and wrongnesses and projections that were not of a greater possibility, I destroyed and created it all. Oh, good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. Is that better, Danielle?
I'm pretty spacey right now.
Yeah, that was definitely from my own experience, and then all my resistance. I had huge resistance. So what does it agree with or resist against? It's kind of been this love-hate with that whole genre. I want to say genre. I keep saying genre because you can get into dogma, religion, you know, all those words. I didn't even want to say judgments of the Christianity, religions, Muslim, Buddhism, all those words that I didn't even want to say, all those religions and energies, they're energies, they're creations, there's entities that have been also bastardized beyond what their truth was, that are also pissed off and perverted and demonized beyond what their true potential and awareness, perceiving, knowing, possibility truly are. I now acknowledge, reclaim, and expand into those possibilities that my own being and body might be aware of and can choose now. It would be a contribution.
Absolutely.
I think we'll allow that and everything that this is and all the energies behind it and what's non-cognitive. Oh, I destroyed and created all good, bad, right, wrong, pot, online, truth, boys, and beyonds. Consciousness includes everything, judges nothing.
Yes, it does.
Cool. How's that feel? Did that make sense, Danielle? Was I there?
I'm not sure if it makes sense, but I blew myself out about 5 minutes ago.
Good.
This
stopped making sense. David Byrne said it best. Stop making sense. That's what I want to say. Is that clearer or lighter now? Is that different?
It's definitely different. I have one final.
Sure.
We've got like 3 minutes left, so we're going to wrap up here. I have one process. All of the projected futures you have of your death and other people's deaths, will you destroy and uncreate all of those? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So this has been a very interesting episode. We have 2.5 minutes left.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We can be found at www.facebook.com/carousel of consciousness. Lori can be found in the Denver area, and she does body processes and clearing stuff. She can do what we did on the show with your personal stuff over the phone or in person. She can be found at www.living-in-magic.com. And I can be found in the Traverse City, Michigan area. And my website is www.danielleclaudia.com. And I am working on a website for the Carousel of Consciousness where I will be making transcripts and blogs about each episode. And there's a possibility of getting clearing loops of each episode as well for a small fee. We hope to see you again on the Carousel of Consciousness. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, everyone. See you next week.